Welcome back to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and we've got music by The Love Language and hilarious comedy by two stand-ups who love what they do coming up in just a bit. But first, The Story of My Life shares the lives of six adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Greg Silvernail, James Loudermilk, John Linville, Cecilia Henry, Karen Lash, and Jeri Lockard. Their stories are told through photographs, spoken and written word, and visual art that they created in collaboration with instructors from the Sawtooth School for Visual Art. The multimedia exhibition at the Eleanor and Egbert Davis Gallery in Sawtooth opens Friday, October 11th at 5:30 with a nice reception. It'll remain on display through November 14th at the Sawtooth School in Winston-Salem. The Story of My Life is told by three local award-winning documentarians, photographer Christine Rucker, journalist and multimedia editor Michelle Johnson, and investigative journalist, narrative writer, and college teacher Phoebe Zerwick. Christine and Phoebe were joined in the studio by Sawtooth Executive Director Joanne Vernon. The whole notion of art really surpassing the spoken word in terms of your ability Absolutely. To get to know mm-hmm. an individual interested me. And you were there firsthand. What did you gather from that?
Of the six adults that we actually had experiences with, probably over half of them have some difficulty with speech. And so really the thing that's remarkable about visual arts in particular, and I'm sure people would say about music and photography as well, is that it doesn't necessarily require that you are able to enunciate, but that you can lose yourself in the moment. You can be totally present in what you're doing, and that it moves you to a different level of consciousness. You're just in that particular moment. And these are people who have very active lives. They're engaged in a lot of other activities in their lives, but I don't know that they're doing regular artistic hands-on. I mean, I know they do things with music, but in terms of making objects. So this was really sort of an out-of-norm experience for them, and I think it allowed them to just at least experience life in a different way.
For those yet to see this, it's a real all-engaging adventure, and you really feel like you get a sense of each individual, talking about Karen, James, John, Cecilia, Greg, and Jeri. I mean, I'm seeing some wonderful photos there, but are there some, or maybe one or two, that for you, you're particularly proud of in the way you captured either a moment or a personality, if you can think of it in those terms, Christine?
We'll kind of start with Greg. And Greg had so many different incredible images because he was very engaging and you just kind of fell right under his spell. You know, I went back to the first image that I took of Greg, which was he's sitting in front of birthday cake on his birthday, surrounded by his caretaker and housemates and his family. And apparently, you know, his birthday was one of the most important holidays of the entire year. But just the light on his face and the light in the candles, I just think that really captured Greg. John Linville, I had to really spend a little bit more time with John because he was nonverbal. And it was a challenge to me because I wanted to tell each person's story uniquely, honestly. I really wanted to capture who they were. And then I spent some time with his sister and his twin brother. And I think the one image that speaks the most to me of John is when he's at dinner at his sister's house and they all are surrounded around a table holding hands and saying the dinner prayer. I just felt like that was the image to me that spoke the most about John Linville.
For a photographer to do great work in portraiture, or even to some degree candids, I would think there's so much spoken about developing that rapport between you and the person on the other side of the lens. Was that something coming at this, dealing with people who are, or in the case of John, obviously nonverbal, others with varying degrees of disability? How did that impact that ability, and what did you learn through the process?
That was tough for sure. I mean, you have to connect with your subjects on some level, and you have to be patient. You know, that connection sometimes happens right away, like it did with Greg. It happened right away. And with Karen Lash, it happened right away. But with, you know, John Linville, I had so many extra visits to the group home and just spending time with him. I went to his where he works and spent time with him. And then finally, I just really saw what his family members saw. And I think that one image is when I felt like I had a connection.
Joanne, in terms of this whole project, and I guess we'll focus in on the artistic component at Sawtooth and seeing people paired with instructors and creating this art. What do you walk away with?
I think, first of all, that the hope that we get to do something like this again, because you never want this to be a one of when you come out of an experience where it's really compelling and very emotional and touching. One of the images that I have locked in my head is that the instructors were taking the photographs during the classes, and there's a great photo of John standing with this incredible grin on his face over this piece that he has made. It has the crushed cans on it. It has these little silhouettes of birdhouses. Of course, he loves his birds and his birdhouses. And then also a photograph of Nanette Davis, who was teaching Greg. And Greg is such a dear, sweet, just cheery personality, and they're leaning into one another, and he is made this wonderful construct with all the electronic pieces, but it is an aerial view looking down on New York City. And so what you get to see is his two passions colliding into this one wonderful piece, and then also just the sheer joy on their face. And so you have that experience and you think, this crystallizes for me why I do what I do with Sawtooth, because these experiences really are, they are life-changing for so many people.
Phoebe, I'm wondering, when I was reading the synopses or the essays that went with each individual, how much back and forth was there between you and the people directly that you're working with, either Karen, James, John, Cecilia, Greg, or Jerry? And then I wanted to ask, I appreciated reading them, and I would think in my case there'd be a real temptation to lapse into some poetic prose, but you tell their stories in a even more powerful way by telling it in your really nice direct style.
Sure. So I'm going to back up for a second. Christine and I have worked together on and off for probably 15, 20 years. And when we first started working together, we were at the newspaper. And all of our projects were driven by the story, by the reporting, by the writing. And then the photography came in, not after the fact, it was intrinsic to it, but it came second. And this story was driven, I would say, by the photography. A number of the people we worked with were difficult to connect with, especially for me because of the language difficulty. And so I would watch Christine and tag along with Christine and watch her photograph. And that was sort of my guide through this, that it wasn't a connection always about language and interviewing, which is what I do. It began with more of an emotional connection, which I think is at the core of what a portrait photographer does. And I suppose we keep coming back to John Linville's story, because when we turned all of our material over to Michelle Johnson, who can make poetry out of audio, again, she also had this challenge. How was she going to capture the voice of a man who doesn't speak very much, or who barely speaks? And he's got this kind of machine that's programmed with buttons, and he can hit various buttons to say, and the machine says words. It says the words of things that he's interested in. And she was able to use it, not in an artificial way, but she was able to use it to bring out his personality and who he was, because she would use some of those buttons like, I like Texas Pete. And then she would use the recording of him laughing, and that's him, the laughter. It doesn't really matter that he can't speak a recognizable language so well, because what he speaks is from his heart.
Sawtooth School for Visual Art Executive Director Joanne Vernon, photographer Christine Rucker, and investigative journalist, narrative writer, and college teacher Phoebe Zerwick. Together with journalist and multimedia editor Michelle Johnson, they share the story of my life. The opening reception is Friday night, October 11th from 5:30 to 7:30 at Sawtooth School for Visual Art in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and when we come back from the short intermission, we'll jump from the love language to the idiot box quicker than a sandhill crane on a June bug. Eddie Garcia gives us a Sika concert preview, and comedians Eric Trundy and Jenny Stenzel will keep us in stitches and give us a peek behind the curtain at the comics life next when Triad Arts Weekend continues.